What's going on, my friend? Tony Steffen here, back with another episode of the School of Success podcast. And today is a solo episode. I'm like G-Eazy, where it's just me, myself, and I today. And I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk to you. I'm excited to hopefully add some value into your life. It is a rainy day in Michigan today. We are just getting poured on by some rain. You know, it's very symbolic for the way that the Detroit Lions are playing right now. Just bad, bad, bad. If you're a football fan, if you're an NFL fan, let me know. And if you're a Lions fan, you can feel my pain right now. I don't know what's going on with them. But anyways, I can't ramble on about that today. Today, I want to talk to you about the power of reframing and how you can use reframing to literally change anything that is going on in your life that you may perceive as bad, negative, unhelpful, and change the meaning to where it will actually enable you to achieve success, to achieve the outcomes you want, to achieve more than you ever thought possible. Now, I guess I should probably technically describe or define what reframing means. Reframing is an NLP term. NLP is neuro-linguistics programming, something I'm a big believer in, something I've studied extensively. It was first introduced to me by one of my mentors, Bedros Koulian. And it's a very powerful tool. So if you're just into personal development, you want to go check out NLP and the resources around that. But reframing is a tool that pretty much just means that you take what is occurring, whether an event, whether a conversation, whether a circumstance, and you just change the meaning to allow it to be helpful for you. Okay, so the big premise of reframing is that everything in the world is open to our interpretation of it. Nothing is inherently good or bad, okay? So like, let's say if you are driving to work today and you're listening to this podcast, because that's what you do, because this podcast is awesome and it's changed your life, right? And let's say you get in a car accident. Now, it's not anything fatal, like you're not hurt. It was just like a fender bender or whatever. You can sit there and you can choose the interpretation of that event. Because again, no one is going to force an interpretation on you. You are not your circumstances. You are the interpretation of those circumstances. So you get a fender bender. You can choose to interpret that one of two ways. Number one could be, oh my gosh, I'm such a klutz. My life sucks. This is going to set me up for a horrible day. And it's going to be a horrible week. I'm going to have to pay for this, yada, yada, yada. You can choose all that negative interpretation. Or conversely, you can decide to interpret it in a positive way. Maybe you choose to interpret it as, wow, I'm so grateful for my life. This could have been catastrophic. Like, how many people lose their life every day in car accidents, in unforeseen accidents? Wow, what am I grateful for that I'm alive? Like my family, you know, the fact that I have a career that I'm being able to go to, the fact that I have a car, I'm able to afford that. Wow, this kind of sucks. I have to go pay for this, but I'm so grateful for what I have today. And you know, I've been delaying taking action on this really big goal I have of starting my own business, of running that marathon, of doing that, you know, bodybuilding show, whatever. I need to take action on that because life is fleeting. Life is finite. Life is precious. And this little accident reminded me that my time on this earth is limited and I need to go do what I need to do. So let's just pause right here in that, you know, kind of make-believe situation. Same situation, right? Car accident, fender bender. Not that cool. No one walks around and says, I wish I get in a fender bender today. But we can choose to take two totally different interpretations of it, which will then allow us to tap into totally different states of resourcefulness, right? Think about the person who got in the fender bender and then walked around the rest of the day saying, my life sucks. This sucks. I don't have money to pay for this. I'm such a klutz. That's just my luck. I'm such an unlucky person, right? Now think about their preceding actions in the rest of the day. Do you think they're going to be fun to be around? No. Do you think they're going to be in their most resourceful state and do the best work possible? No. Do you think they're going to tap into their potential and then go out and use that event to use momentum to achieve bigger and better things? No. It could literally spiral out into now they're going to get in a fight with their coworkers. Now they're going to come home and be in a very unresourceful state, in a very negative state, and get in a fight with their spouse. all because of the interpretation of that event. Again, it's not the car accident that is making them do that. It's their internal interpretation. You are not what happens to you in life. You are the direct result of the interpretation of what happens to you in life, okay? Now, conversely, let's look at the person who, you know, put a positive spin on it. He or she, they are in such a powerful, resourceful state. They are so high on life that even though they got a fender bender today, even though they're going to have to, you know, deal with getting their car fixed, all that good stuff, they are reminded that they are so happy that they are alive. So they go to work and they're in such a positive state. They do the best work possible. Their boss notices that and congratulates them and talks about a bigger project that they want them to get involved with. They come home and they're in such an amazing state. They, you know, show love and gratitude to their partner, to their kids, to their dog, you know, and everyone's just having a great time. They go to bed feeling fulfilled and happy and in the best state possible, right? So as you see from this, everything is open to your interpretation. Now, I know you're probably listening to this and you're like, yeah, Tony, easier said than done. Look, I agree with you. This is not easy. This is not easy to do because we have been conditioned in our life by our past events, by our upraising, by our teaching, whatever, to more times than not taking a negative spin on things, right? You hear people all the time say, I never catch a break. I'm just not lucky. I just can't do what other people do. You know, when's my lucky break gonna be? And those are people who are choosing to interpret events in the wrong way. So the big thing that I wanna stress to you right now is everything is open to your interpretation. So I want you to think right now, as you're listening to my words, what is occurring in your life that you can choose a different meaning and that can produce a better outcome? Or maybe something that's happened to you in the past that you've been swirling around in your brain, replaying over and over again, and you know, producing a negative feeling from, producing negative feedback from. How can you choose to reframe that? So let's say if you and your partner get into an argument and you've been, you know, just playing that in your mind over and over and over again. And you think about, you know, how they're unreasonable, how they just don't get you, how they just don't understand you. How can you reframe that to see what your partner is trying to say and to use that as a stepping stone to future communication, something to learn from and something to improve the relationship? You know, I was just talking to a client of mine the other day who lost her job, unexpectedly lost her job. Like, we would all agree that's a pretty powerful, significant event that is kind of hard to draw some positivities, some positive conclusions from. But I helped her reframe the event. I helped her reframe that the fact that she lost her job is now an opportunity to go create some new endeavors, create some new outcomes, create some new possibilities around even bigger and better things. Then she started to realize, you know, she wasn't really that happy in that job. She kind of knew it was a dead-end thing. She knew soon enough she was going to have to look for something else, go find something else because she wasn't fulfilled. She just wasn't happy. But she was comfortable where she was at, so she was delaying going out and doing that. Now the universe has served her the opportunity of not being able to be comfortable anymore. They removed the job, right? She doesn't have the choice anymore. But she chose the proper interpretation of those events to where it's now going to tap her into the most resourceful state possible for her to go out and create new possibilities. Everything is open to your interpretation, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're in the health and fitness realm, like you have your own health and fitness goals. It doesn't matter. Life is not what happens to you. Life is all about how you perceive what happens to you and what you do with what happens to you. Circumstances do not define you. Your reaction to the circumstances will define you. If you're an entrepreneur, entrepreneurship is full of adversity. It's full of challenges, especially if you're in the nutrition coaching space. There will be days you lose 3-4 clients. It just happens. 3-4 clients attrition. There'll be days to where, you know, you feel like nothing is working. There will be days where you just don't want to wake up and do this because it's hard and it's challenging. You can't control that. You can't control the externalities of the world, but you can control how you interpret it and then what you do with those events. You can control your definition of these events and then your response to that definition. And you have two choices. You can choose to interpret things that apply a negative connotation to it, that allow you to feel unresourceful, that allow you to feel defeated, or you can choose to interpret things in a way that will allow you to be your most resourceful state possible, that will put you in a position to grow, learn, get better, and achieve your outcome. You can choose to interpret any adversity, any failure, any frustration as feedback to get better, to move forward. You can choose to interpret any negative situation or any unhappy, not positive situation as just a stepping stone on the road to success. I was reading a story about a man who fought in the Vietnam Wars, and he was a POW, a prisoner of war, for 7 years. 7 years. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine all your freedom, all your, your family, your friends, everything you love being stripped away from you, being held in a foreign country as a prisoner of war? He was tortured. He was beaten. He was starved. I mean, he went through a lot of things most of us would never even want to imagine, but he survived. And when they asked him how, when he was being interviewed, how, he said he chose to interpret the events that were occurring to him as a personal development tool, as a way to be tested, as a way to grow, as a way to be able to tell his story when he survived, not if, he knew he was going to survive, and as a way to now go out, create impact in the world, be able to help others who are also going through challenges, and be able to tell his story as a way to motivate and inspire others. That's amazing when you truly think about it. His will was being tested every single day. He was in one of the worst circumstances anyone could ever imagine, and he chose the interpretation that not only allowed him to survive that, but then allowed him to go out. You know, he published a book. He's a motivational speaker. He helps so many people in their lives who don't have, you know, any hope or any reasoning, or just, you know, people who are struggling. And that was all because he chose the interpretation of an event that was extremely hard to get through. So if he can do that, you can do that with the challenges that are facing you in your life today. So I'm going to wrap this up and remind you of a phrase I've said over and over in this podcast, but so powerful. I want to say it to you one more time. Really, really resonate with this. Really, like, close your eyes. Just listen to the statement. The world is open to your interpretation of it. You are not defined by what happens to you, but rather you are defined by your response, your actions, your interpretations of those events, and what you do moving forward, okay? Your past does not define you. Your actions define you. And you can tap into your most resourceful state by choosing the interpretation that best suits your end desires and your end needs. The world is open to your interpretation. So that's all the time I have, my friend. I hope this podcast was beneficial. I hope this was, you know, impactful for you. I would love to hear your one takeaway from this. I'd love to hear how you are going to reframe something in your life right now. Maybe that, you know, spinning around in a negative connotation in your mind. I'd love to hear your positive reframe on it. So send me a direct message, send me an email. And as always, thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. I truly appreciate you, and we will talk soon. Thanks. Bye.